Texas is trying a new strategy for banning abortion in the earliest weeks of pregnancy. Several states have passed laws banning abortion around 6 weeks, only to have them struck down in federal court. But Texas has a different approach. As NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, the bill signed into law by Texas Governor Greg Abbott is designed to be enforced not by the government, but by private citizens.
In the past couple of years, a growing number of states, mostly in the Midwest and South, have been passing what supporters call heartbeat bills. They ban abortion as soon as cardiac activity is detectable. That's before many people know they're pregnant, which courts have repeatedly said violates decades of Supreme Court precedent. Rebecca Parma is with Texas Right to Life.
This strategy so far has not been working, so we want to try something new anyway.
Parma says she's encouraged by the news this week, suggesting the Supreme Court may be ready to reconsider its precedent on abortion. The court announced it will take up a Mississippi law banning most abortions at 15 weeks. But for now, Parma is putting her hopes on what she describes as a parallel strategy. The Texas law tries a new way of enforcing an early abortion ban through individuals filing civil lawsuits.
So essentially, if an abortion is illegally performed on a child after the heartbeat's detectable, it's the responsibility of Texans to enforce the law.
The law, set to take effect in September, imposes penalties starting at $10,000 on anyone who performs an abortion in violation of it, or, quote, aids or abets one. It has no exception for rape or incest. Parma hopes that will deter doctors from performing illegal abortions and anyone else from helping a woman get one.
You know, if she ends up telling someone or sharing that with someone, then that's a way we can know, and a Texan could bring a lawsuit.
That worries advocates like Camion Connor, executive director of the Texas Equal Access Fund, which helps low-income people pay for abortions.
These are people in Texas that give money because they know that our government is not taking care of the most vulnerable, and they want to waste our resources on legal fees and attorneys and waste our time.
Elizabeth Sepper, a law professor at the University of Texas at Austin, says this could lead to a rush of lawsuits from anti-abortion rights activists.
It would be incredibly burdensome on the abortion right. It would probably grind abortion provisions to a halt in the state of Texas.
She says the uniquely written legislation appears designed to at least temporarily sidestep the kinds of legal challenges that have led courts to quickly block early abortion bans in other states. Jessica Ahrens is with the ACLU, which has successfully fought several of them.
Not only are they trying to kind of tee up this direct challenge to Roe v. Wade in the courts, but at the same time, they're trying to do an end run around the Constitution, and they're trying to do indirectly what they suspect they might not be allowed to do by the courts directly.
In a letter to lawmakers, a coalition of more than 300 Texas attorneys raised constitutional concerns about the legislation. They said the civil lawsuit provision, quote, weaponizes the judicial system and warned that it could subject Texans to harassment via the courts. Abortion rights opponents say it's part of their larger strategy aimed at ending abortion in as many states as possible. Janet Porter is president of Faith to Action, an Ohio-based group that's promoted early abortion bans nationwide.
Each one of these finely crafted arrows is being launched through the court system to deliver what I believe will be the fatal blow to Roe versus Wade.
The Supreme Court says it will focus narrowly in the Mississippi case on whether states can prohibit abortion before a fetus is viable, which could ultimately enable Texas and other states to ban it altogether. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.